Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku and Science Fantastic. We profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing the world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, this hour is your hour. This is a time when you can take over the airwaves. This is the time when you can get on national radio and ask that question, make that comment that's always been bugging you. Have you ever walked down the street and just simply looked up at the clouds, the mountains, and you wonder, what is it all about? I mean, where did the mountains come from, the oceans? Where did I come from? What does it all mean? Well, find out by giving us a call. You can call our hotline number, 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment. Be part of the March of Science. And remember that if you have a question, no matter how dumb or silly it may sound, chances are hundreds of other people have exactly that same dumb question percolating in their mind too. So why not share some of your thoughts on national radio? And some of the dumbest thoughts sometimes are the most profound of all. Did you realize that one of the greatest revolutions of all time was the Industrial Revolution? And it, in turn, was in part set into motion when a 23-year-old man asked the simple question, does the moon also fall? Such a dumb question. Does the moon also fall? He saw an apple fall on his estate, and then he looked up, and then he saw the moon, and then he said, well, if apples can fall to the earth, why not the moon? And then he visualized himself sitting on the top of a mountain, and a cannonball shoots in one direction. And then he realized that if he shot the cannonball fast enough, eventually it would go around the earth and hit him in the back of his head. Well, that young man was called Isaac Newton. What he discovered was the universal law of gravitation and the laws of mechanics. Think about that. The Industrial Revolution, the revolution of machines, would have been impossible without Newtonian mechanics allowing us to calculate with mathematical precision the forces acting on skyscrapers, rockets, automobiles, all of it from Newtonian mechanics. And all of it, in turn, came from a stupid question, does the moon also fall? By the way, the answer is yes. The moon is in free fall. It doesn't hit the earth because the earth curves around it. But yeah, the moon is in free fall. In fact, if you think about it, almost everything is in free fall. When you walk, you're actually hopping and then falling, hopping and falling. Walking is actually, for the most part, being in free fall. And so now you begin to realize the importance of Newton's laws of motion. They govern all of the mechanical motions that we see around us. Truly amazing. And it all came when an unemployed man, 23 years old, came from Cambridge because the plague had closed Cambridge University down. And then he asked himself a dumb question, does the moon also fall? Well, also go to my website to find out more about Einstein, about atomic physics, about medicine, the future of the job market. go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out about the four New York Times bestsellers that I've written. My latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about terraforming Mars, making a permanent moon base, going to the asteroid belt, and finding a new destiny in outer space. And then my book, The Future of the Mind, I talk about telepathy, telekinesis. Did you know that we can photograph dreams now? Did you know that we can connect the brain to a computer? My colleague, Stephen Hawking, who passed away recently, he communicated telepathically. They put a chip in his right glass, which picked up radio messages from his brain, amplified them, sent them to a laptop, and it allowed him to type. By thinking. Telepathy made possible because of physics. So find out more by getting a copy of my earlier book, The Future of the Mind. And then Physics of the Impossible, I go 500 years into the future, but we might have starships. We might have teleportation. All the stuff you see in Star Trek might be ours in the coming centuries. So find out more by going to my website, mkaku.org. And once again, why should we scientists have all the fun? Why don't you get on the telephone and be part of the March of Science? Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, without further ado, let's move on to the first listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, and I listen to you on YouTube. I was wondering how fast we're moving through the universe. Can you give me a specific number? And I love your show. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Well, you ask a simple but rather embarrassing question, because there's no simple answer to your question. First of all, the Earth goes around its axis. In 24 hours, you go around the Earth, circumference is 24,000 miles. You divide, and you come up with an astounding number, that you are going around the Earth at the rate of 1,000 miles an hour. Amazing. You don't feel it, of course, because you're stuck here on the planet Earth. But literally, with regards to the space around you, you are traveling right now at about 1,000 miles an hour. But of course, that's relative to what? Well, that's relative to the sun. But you see, we're also going around the sun. And we go around the sun. You can calculate it because the circumference of the Earth's orbit around the sun is 2 times the radius, which is 93 million miles, times pi. That's a huge number. And we go around it in 365 days. You divide, and bingo, you now calculate the velocity of the Earth going around the sun. But, hey, it doesn't stop there. We're also going around the galaxy. At the center of the galaxy, there's a gigantic black hole. It weighs 2 to 3 million times the mass of our own sun, and we are rotating around that black hole. And, well, using, again, simple geometry, you can calculate the velocity of your body going around the black hole at the center of the galaxy. But it doesn't stop there. You see, we are also moving around the center of the local cluster of galaxies, which include Andromeda Galaxy, and then that, in turn, is expanding with the Big Bang itself. So you can see that an answer to a simple question, how fast are you traveling, has many answers depending upon in relationship to what? In relationship to the diameter, the Earth's axis, you're traveling at 1,000 miles per hour. But with a little bit of mathematics, you can calculate how fast you're moving around the sun, how fast you're moving around the galaxy, and then how fast you're moving with respect to the Big Bang itself. So there are many answers to such a simple question. By the way, this had implications in a famous science fiction story written by H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells wrote a story since made into a movie, where a man walks down the street and suddenly the gods in the heavens, as a quirk, decide to give him the power of creation itself. Any wish, and things will come true. So what did he wish for? Well, I'll tell you after the break. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic. And give us a call at 612-564-8135 and learn about the incredible scientific discoveries happening even as we speak.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal 24-7, anytime, day or night. 4 o'clock in the morning, you can give us a call, and you'll get a recording. You call 612-564-8135. At the recording, leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a simple question with a profound answer, and that is, how fast are we moving right now? Well, there's a science fiction story based on that idea. H.G. Wells once imagined that a young, ordinary gentleman, I think he was an accountant, very ordinary man, suddenly has the power to make any wish come true. And it's been made into several movies since then, by the way. And that man wishes for wealth, power, fame, glory, anything he wants comes true. And then he goes out partying with his friends, and then he looks in the sky, and as a lark, as a simple lark, he wishes that the night would never end. That is, the earth would stop. Well, you can imagine the havoc that erupted at that instant when he said, I wish the earth would stop. Because the earth moves 1,000 miles per hour around its own axis, and by stopping, he basically upset the music of the spheres. And all of a sudden, everything that was moving at 1,000 miles per hour comes to an abrupt halt, and we are thrown into outer space. Chaos erupts as the entire planet Earth begins to disintegrate. And just before humanity dies, in the last microsecond, he wishes that he could turn back the clock and everything was as it was before he got the wish to be able to control all the forces of creation. So sometimes you have to be careful what you wish for. For God's sake, do not ask for the earth to stop if you have a wish. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Michio Kaku. This is David from Imperial Valley, California. I'm calling just for a couple of reasons. If it took a form of energy to create the Big Bang as we know it, and it expanded and it created the stars and the universe and everything that we know of, and it takes a form of energy for even human life and everything to be created, we say that there is dark energy out there as well. Can either form of energy, either dark or the residual energy that we see, can it be conscience? Now, that is my main question. Just like an animal that does not want to be found, is it there? We just haven't found it yet. Thank you, and you have a great day.
Okay, I think what you're asking is the universe conscious? I think that's what you're asking. And that depends on how you define conscious. And if you simply Google the word, you find that there have been 20,000 papers written by theologians and amateurs and professional scientists about the meaning of the word consciousness, and we still have no definition of consciousness. And so you're asking an even bigger question, dark energy, the energy of the Big Bang, the energy which is pushing the galaxies apart, is it conscious? Well, I have my own theory of consciousness, which I laid out in my book, The Future of the Mind. I have my own theory. If you ask most psychologists, they would say that animals are not conscious. Most psychologists would say that humans are conscious. We think about ourselves, we have self-awareness, we daydream, whatever, but not animals. Well, I tend to disagree. I have my own ranking of consciousness where I rank things on a scale and I assign a number that's testable, reproducible, and measurable that ranks the consciousness of anything. I claim, and again, this is just me, I claim that the fundamental unit, the single unit of consciousness, is a single feedback loop, like a thermostat. You turn the thermostat and it gets cold. And so the room responds to the temperature around it. I think that is one feedback loop, and that's one unit of consciousness. I think that a plant has maybe 10 units of consciousness, because a plant has to know, it has to sense moisture, it has to sense the direction of motion, it has to understand the temperature surrounding it. So a plant may have 10 units of consciousness. And then we go to level 1 consciousness, which is that of an alligator. When you look at an animal, you realize the back of the brain of the animal is the oldest part of the animal. Take a look at your own brain and compare it with the brain of a snake. And you begin to realize that the brain of a snake is very similar to your brain, but it's the back side of your brain. That's called the reptilian brain, the brain of balance, the brain of territoriality, the brain of hunger and instincts. That's all way in the back of the brain, the oldest part of the brain. Then the brain evolved to the forward direction. Children, for example, babies when they're born, their brain is basically in the back, but gradually, as the months and years go by, the brain develops then toward the center and then toward the front of the brain, and the front of the brain is the last part of the brain to evolve. So the center part of the brain is sometimes called the monkey brain or the limbic system. It is a brain found in emotional animals, not alligators, but animals that hunt in packs, that coordinate themselves in gangs like wolves. They have a very well-developed limbic system that talks about emotion, social hierarchy, ranking, which is, of course, much more difficult than most snakes. Snakes just have to know where's lunch and where's dinner. When I was a kid, I used to go to the science museum, and I used to stare at the snakes, and they would stare back at me. And then I wondered, what are they thinking? Well, I think I know the answer to that now. Reptiles have a reptilian brain, and what that reptile was thinking was, is this lunch? That's basically it. Their consciousness is the consciousness of a reptile. Then we have the center of the brain, the limbic system, the emotional brain, the monkey brain, and then finally the front of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, the thinking brain. So I think these are all levels of consciousness. Level 1 consciousness is reptilian consciousness. Level 2 consciousness is that of a mouse, that of a social animal like a wolf or a dog. And then we have humans. So what differentiates humans from dogs? Why are we different from reptiles? Reptiles have spatial consciousness. Their brain understands space. Where are they located? Where is the food located? Where is the mate located? The center of the brain locates your position in society. It's the social brain. Now, what is the human brain? I claim, ta-da, that the human brain is the brain of time. That is, we daydream, we muse, we think about the future, we plan, we strategize. We can't help but think about the future, but animals don't. Let's do a science experiment to see if I'm wrong. Go to your dog tonight, or cat, and teach your pet the meaning of tomorrow. Well, I think you'll find that you can't. Animals do not understand the concept of tomorrow. Animals understand the concept of space, because that's where food is located, that's where their mates are located. They understand their ranking in society, if you're a dog or a wolf. You know who the top dog is, you know who the underdog is. But temporal consciousness, time, that's something that only we humans have mastered. Now, of course, bears will hibernate, but they hibernate by instinct. They don't say, bears do not say to themselves, I'm going to hibernate tomorrow. I got to pack my bags. I got to get to rest because I know that in 3 months I'll wake up again. No, bears just go to sleep. They don't even think about it. It's just automatic because they have no sense of time. So then the question is there a fourth level of consciousness? Well, the first level of consciousness is space. The second level of consciousness is society. The third level of consciousness is time. And I claim that that's pretty much all there is. And so if the universe is conscious for some reason that I cannot fathom at the present time, but if the universe were conscious, it would have to be a consciousness greater than level 1, level 2, or level 3 consciousness. But for the life of me, I can't think of anything higher than space, time, and society itself. So is the universe conscious? I don't know. But I have a scale, a ranking, by which you can count the number of feedback loops and get a number for the degree of something being conscious. Find out more about getting my book, The Future of the Mind. And let's take a short commercial break. This is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will meet once again for a special Saturday session to try to move forward with the infrastructure bill that will cost about $1 trillion. Despite negotiations that lasted into the early hours of the morning, senators were unable to agree on a path to speed up votes on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Tennessee Republican Bill Hagerty said he could not, in good conscience, allow the measure to advance after the Congressional Budget Office projected deficit increases from the legislation. Many senators flew to Wyoming for a Friday funeral of former Senator Mike Enzi. The Republican died last month after a biking accident. He retired from the Senate earlier this year after serving 24 years in Congress. This is USA Radio News. The Education Department has extended federal student loan relief through January 31st of next year. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The Biden administration is extending the moratorium on federal student loan payments to the end of January. A statement from the Education Department says the additional time and a definitive end date will allow borrowers to plan for the resumption of payments and reduce the risk of delinquency and defaults. Payments on student loans were frozen at the height of the coronavirus pandemic.
A former staffer for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who has accused the governor of groping her, has filed a criminal complaint with the Albany County Sheriff's Office. Cuomo could be arrested if the woman's claims are substantiated. Undersheriff William Rice said the complaint would not be made public because it's an open investigation and would be released once the investigation is closed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're throwing the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call. Make that commitment by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. And in exchange, all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment. ask that question that's always been bothering you, or perhaps bothering your friends or even your kids. If your kids ask you a homework question one day, well, just don't sit there like a bump on a log. Get to the phone. Call 612-564-8135 and put your kids on the phone. Why not have them experience the joy of scientific discovery? Well, let's move on, because this is Science Fantastic. Let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. This is Jesse from Houston. What is really gallium oxide, the transistor, and what can it do? I know it's coming, and I know it's here, or in the starting stages or wherever it is, but can you give me some more information about gallium oxide transistors and what can they do? What's the plans for the future for that? Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question. Recently, I was on Fox TV talking about the successor to gallium and to silicon. Let me explain. The way I presented it when I was on Fox TV is the following. If you're a little bit older, you remember vacuum tube radios and vacuum tube TVs. I still remember the old clunky TVs. You opened the back and you saw this forest of tubes in the back of your TV set. And if your TV went on the blink, which was every few months, you went to the supermarket and there was a tester. You would then put the vacuum tube in the tester, and the tester would tell you if the vacuum tube was blown out or not. Well, as you can imagine, things were clumsy. Things were awkward. Televisions were huge, bulky, but hey, that's the way it is, because everything was based on vacuum tube technology. Then came the transistor. That changed everything, because all of a sudden, transistors could be miniaturized. Now, you cannot miniaturize a vacuum tube. It's only so small that you can make a vacuum tube shrink. But silicon you can put on a wafer and then carve up a circuit on that wafer of silicon to make a printed circuit. And that began the microchip. That allowed us to put millions of transistors on a little silicon chip. So what is a transistor? A transistor is a gate that governs the flow of electricity. That's really all it is. Let's say you have a river that has high voltage or high current, and then you have a valve. With a tiny little twist of your hand, you can determine the fate of billions and billions and trillions of water molecules. Okay? So a gate is very efficient. It allows you, with a twist of your hands, to regulate the flow of an enormous amount of water in a dam or in a pipe or in irrigation. Now, replace the water with electrons, and you can begin to understand the power of silicon transistors. With a slight little twist, with a little bit of voltage, you can control the voltage of a much larger stream of electrons, thereby amplifying the power of your twist. That's why transistors are so powerful. They allow you to amplify. Well, we'll say more things about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic and what I do, give me a call at 612-564-8135. Ask that question or go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org is the website to go to. On Facebook, we have 3 million fans at Michio Kaku on Facebook. And on Twitter, we have about 650,000 people on Twitter. So get to the phones and give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a question about gallium oxides, and let me then back up a bit. As I said before, back in the 1950s, old television sets had vacuum tubes in them. They were very bulky, and they were not very powerful, and they were very heavy. Then came transistors, which changed everything, because transistors can be miniaturized down to the size of a few molecules, and all of a sudden you could put millions of transistors on a chip. And what is a transistor? A transistor is a valve, a gateway, whereby a small amount of current in a valve can control the flow of a much larger flow of electrons. That's how you amplify a signal using a transistor. A small twist of a valve allows you to control a torrent of current flowing in the other direction. So since then, people have looked for a substitute for silicon, including gallium oxides. But now, people are realizing that even other exotic semiconductors only give you a little bit extra time. You see, we are entering the end game for silicon. Silicon chips cannot sustain calculations at the atomic level. They can go down to maybe 20 atoms, but anything smaller than 20 atoms across, transistors will fail. They'll short circuit. And so as a consequence, scientists have looked for replacements for silicon, like gallium oxide, or quantum computers. And that's what I talked about on Fox TV. Quantum computers could be the ultimate computer. Because if we're down to the size of atoms for transistors, why not make a computer out of atoms? And that's what a quantum computer is. And how powerful is it? Well, you know that a transistor basically counts zeros and ones. Zero for off, one for on, like you have in a valve, for example. A valve is either on or off. Everybody knows that. Valves are only in two states, on or off. But you see, in the quantum world, if you align up atoms so the North Pole points up, it can point up, down, or in between. That's where the quantum principle comes in. Instead of computing on zeros and ones, you can now compute on anything in between zeros and one. Immediately, you understand the power of this technology. Much more information can be encoded, not just in zeros and ones, but anything in between, called a qubit. So qubits are going to replace bits in the computer of the future. But what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace. The catch is that quantum computers are so delicate that if somebody sneezes in the other room, it's enough to jiggle your atoms and all the vibrations fall apart and your quantum computer is useless. But that doesn't stop the military from working on it. So, in fact, there was an article recently saying that the Pentagon is worried that the Chinese are jumping the gun and they're racing ahead with quantum computers. Well, yes and no. The Chinese are definitely interested in quantum computers, but let's not hyperventilate. It's still decades in the future. It's a very difficult technology to master. Like I said, someone sneezes in the other room and your electrons and atoms go flying in all directions, rendering them useless. So don't think we're going to have quantum computers anytime soon. But once we do get them, you can break any code on the planet Earth. I repeat, any code of any nation can be busted using quantum computers, and that's why the CIA is very interested in quantum computers. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, it's Armand from Queens. I was wondering, is there such thing as spontaneous combustion? I heard there was, but can you explain the science behind it, and do you think it's possible that people just explode out of nowhere? All right. Have a good one. I watch on YouTube, by the way. Your show's great, and have a good day. Bye.
Okay, well, when I was a kid, I used to watch all the shows about the paranormal, all the shows about the mystic arts and things like that, just for the fun of it. And, well, after the break, spontaneous combustion was one of those things that caught my attention. And we'll say a few things about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. Hotline number is 612-564-8135.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we had a question about spontaneous combustion. And that is, can somebody simply burst into flames and be turned into ashes just by walking down the street? Well, as I mentioned, when I was a kid, I used to love reading everything. I mean, everything, including science fiction, as well as the paranormal and fantasy. I would read about Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster and ghosts and demons and you name it, I was reading it. But after a while, after gorging on all this speculation about the paranormal, I began to realize something. And that is that unless there's definitive proof or testability of these things, we're going to talk about these things forever. Well, forever we'll be talking about ghosts and demons and witches because there's no proof one way or the other. And that's what I liked about science. In science, you can decide yes or no whether there is a demon or a witch. You can do an experiment because you look at things that are reproducible, testable, and falsifiable. Now, one of the things I would come across was, first of all, the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot, and then I began to realize that to have a Loch Ness Monster, you have to have a breeding population. You just can't have one Loch Ness Monster because it has a finite lifespan and it would die and that's the end of the germline. No, you would have to have a breeding population of maybe 50 to 100 Loch Ness Monsters to keep the species going, meaning that you would have skeletons, meaning that you would have all sorts of debris left over, not from one, but from 50 to 100 of these dinosaurs living in the Loch Ness area. And we don't find that. We don't find the litters of bones and carcasses of animals that the Loch Ness Monster ate. Same thing with spontaneous combustion. Maybe, maybe not. But it turns out that it's not reproducible. You can't do experiments on it. And most of the testimonies of spontaneous combustion are hearsay. There's no evidence you can point to in the laboratory. And so, well, it goes in what is called File 13. That is the file of things that, well, who knows for sure, but where's the proof? I mean, that's the bottom line. You have to be able to test these things. But I should also point out that we know a lot about what makes combustion possible. You have to have an initiating event that gives us, let's say, a spark. And then you have to have combustible materials and oxygen to get the fire going. So to our knowledge, the people who went into spontaneous combustion did not have on their bodies things that were readily combustible, like oils and gasoline and stuff like that. And so we'll have to put it on file 13. That is, incidences which are, well, who knows for sure whether they're true or not, but they're not testable. They're not falsifiable, and they're basically not reproducible. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Roger. I'm calling from 1450 KBKW, Aberdeen, Washington. And my question was just basically about cloning. I was just wondering if it's possible that a human has been cloned already, but maybe not in America, but in other countries. And with the DNA, if that's more possible as in the past, I know we had cloned a sheep called Dolly. So I was just wondering if it's possible or has been done. Someone has cloned a human. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, well, the short answer to your question is, to the best of our knowledge, no human has ever been cloned yet. In fact, no primate has ever been cloned. We have cloned farm animals. Pets, for example, have been cloned for BBC television. I once went to a farm outside Dallas, Texas, where there are clones of cattle. Not only that, but clones of cattle. It turns out that a clone can also be cloned to give you a second generation clone. And it's basically a farm where the owner speculates that at some point he may be able to sell the beef on the market. But right now it's still experimental, so he keeps these cloned animals on his farm, and that's where we took our camera. And then the question is, how far can you go? Well, as I mentioned, no primate yet has been successfully cloned, and that means, of course, that no human has ever been cloned at the present time. But is it possible? And the answer is definitely yes. Because at the molecular and the cellular level, we're not that much different from other animals in the forest. And so it's only a matter of time before somebody attempts this. Now, at the cellular level for embryonic cells, has there been mixing between animals and humans? And the answer to that is yes. A lot of the research, for example, has been done in China. And it does mean that we can treat ordinary human embryonic cells in the very same way that we treat animal embryonic cells. But there are laws. Certain nations are repelled by the idea of mixing animal and human DNA, and there are laws passed concerning cloning. Now, my personal point of view is this, and this is just my own personal point of view. I think, first of all, it's inevitable that at some point humans will be cloned, but it's not such a big deal. I mean, we already exist with clones called twins. And for that matter, who's going to clone themselves? The average person is not going to want to clone themselves to create a baby version of themselves, unless, for example, unless you're a rich person who has no heirs, or perhaps no heirs you particularly care for. A rich person may simply will their money to themselves as children and start all over again as a millionaire. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, give us a call. You can get on Science Fantastic by calling 612-564-8135. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what's happening at the cutting edge of science. So this is Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.